Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right, it is 8:48 and we wanted to understand a little bit more about the situation in the United Kingdom with Boris Johnson. We spoke a little bit earlier to Stephen Grews. We got his view. Richard Schwartz is a director, researcher and a global custodian at Tungsten Publishing. We wanted to hear from him about this issue. Was it actually expected? Richard, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. You?
Good, thank you. So, obviously we saw the build-up, we saw the resignations, the one after the other. There must have been immense pressure from him from within the party. But did we actually see this coming?
Yes, I think for the past few days, people have been saying things like dead man walking, and it's inevitable he's going to go. And these are people who are either close to him or within the Conservative Party, not opposition. So I think the writing's been on the wall for a while.
Is it unusual to see a party turn on the Prime Minister or the leader the way the Conservative Party did in the UK context?
Not really. I mean, the Tory Party's done that a few times, most recently with Theresa May. And the way it works, because it's a prime ministerial system, the party leader of the party that wins the election becomes the prime minister. When the prime minister resigns, they resign first as party leader. The party chooses a replacement, and then they go. What makes it different this time is that there's no clear idea about how long it's going to take to select a new party leader.
So therefore, it was more of a push than a pull. There wasn't somebody that wanted to replace him. They just needed to get rid of him.
Well, there are actually quite a lot of people who want to replace him. And I think his gamble, if you like, that he will be able to stay in an interim position until the party goes through a process of selecting a new leader. Now, that process is supposed to be announced next week, and there are quite a lot of candidates who appear to be hinting that they're going to run. So his idea is that he'll stay as interim leader of the party and prime minister until there's a replacement in a few months' time. There's a party conference in October, and I think that's the date he has in mind, but I don't think that's acceptable to a lot of his colleagues.
What I find fascinating is, and it seems to be a common thread with politicians, we've seen it here with Jacob Zuma, saw it in Israel with Netanyahu, we're seeing it here, is there isn't the sense that, well, hold on, everybody seems to want me to go, maybe I should just go. They seem to want to hold on no matter what.
I think that's spot on, to be honest. And the rationale is often, as it is in this case, well, I have a duty to carry on because I was elected to carry out a program, disregarding the fact that the people who elected you, it looks like they don't actually want you, or they don't think that you're carrying out the program. So, but I think that is a point that a lot of leaders have in common. And no one likes to give up a cushy job.
What's also interesting is the UK public and the Conservative Party knew what they were getting with Boris Johnson. He was always eccentric, a little bit off the wall, uncontrollable, maybe a little bit undisciplined. But yet that's the very reason that they can't cope with him anymore.
That's right. I think that's why they elected him, and that's why they wanted him to go.
And what does that mean now? I mean, can the Conservative Party, will this do great damage to the Conservative Party?
Well, a lot of damage has already been done. It depends how this transition plays out. So if it takes 3 months, and there are lots of people at each other's throats, saying that, you know, pointing out the deficiencies of the other candidates, it's not going to do them any favors. If next week they have an abbreviated process, which a previous Prime Minister, John Major, suggested, and either the Deputy Prime Minister, Dominic Raab, takes over as a caretaker, or just the parliamentary party elects somebody new. Because I should explain how it works. It's first of all, eight Conservative parliamentary party members have to sign your nomination form for you to go forward. Then the parliamentary party votes and narrows it down to two people, and then a ballot goes out to all the Conservative Party members in the country. So if they can find a way to abbreviate that and have a relatively quick transition, then maybe not. If they seem to handle that efficiently, I don't see... I think it's going to be messy, however they do it. So it's a case less messy rather than efficient.
In other words, contain the damage as much as possible. Richard Schwartz, director, researcher at and global custodian at Tungsten Publishing, talking to us about Boris Johnson's resignation.